Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, an executive editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And recently, in our podcasts and in some of our online content, we've been talking about our wish lists in various areas of enterprise content management. And so today, we're going to talk about SharePoint and some of our predictions for 2014. So SharePoint 2013 is one of Microsoft's most significant server technology releases in recent years. It offers a range of features to organizations of all sizes in the areas of collaboration, content management, business intelligence, and now even public access cloud utility. But as 2014 approaches, there are several improvements we might want to focus on and hope for. So we're going to talk a little bit about some of those improvements and predictions for SharePoint 2013. So today I have with me Scott Robinson, who's a SharePoint and BI expert. So welcome, Scott.
Lauren, good morning from the Midwest.
Good morning. So Scott, as is usual, I have several questions for you. We started talking a little bit about this offline. So recently, you know, in a recent podcast, we talked about social media features in SharePoint 2013 and the Yammer integration in particular. So in the coming year, what can we hope for there?
Well, we did talk about those things, and it's an exciting topic. A lot of media exploration of that idea. Was it a good idea for Microsoft to acquire Yammer? What is the implementation good for? What do we like about it? What do we not like about it? A lot of talk about that because it was a very big step. It was a very big acquisition. More than $1 billion went into that, and the reasons for it were very good, as we've discussed. You know, Microsoft is making the right choice by taking social media several steps forward, and Yammer does get it part of the way. Now, a problem that we have with the Yammer integration is that it was an expedient integration. Basically, what Microsoft did to bring Yammer and SharePoint together was they created web parts that allowed Yammer to be the front end of essentially a SharePoint back end. And Yammer's own utility in terms of surfacing content from a CMS was basically a hybrid merge with SharePoint's own search results. Now, where that really gets dicey in terms of what we have today is that we love Outlook being bundled into our SharePoint results, and that's what SharePoint 2013 on its own delivers. Now, when we try to do that via a Yammer interface, we get a kludgy hybrid result. And what we really want and what we're hoping for in the next release, SharePoint 2013 R2, will be a direct integration of Yammer with Outlook. If we can have that, we're going to be sitting pretty because we're going to be able to bring together in true enterprise search fashion all of the content that we have sitting around in our Exchange servers. And that's a lot of stuff, and it's very important for most of the people out there who are making use of this technology. Bringing those two together and cutting out the middleman will give us what we want in 2014. Now, a lot of people are asking for it, and we know it's been at least partially roadmapped, so we cross our fingers and hope that that's something we get this year.
You know, several features in SharePoint 2013 have improved, but some aren't quite there yet. What might we expect or hope to get better in the next release?
Well, I think that probably one of the biggest problems that we have with SharePoint 2013 is that it gave us a really good cloud interface. We're able to put SharePoint in the cloud, and that just takes us all kinds of places. SharePoint in the cloud gives us a better public-facing SharePoint than we could have hoped for in terms of just doing public-facing SharePoint on-premises. It opens a whole lot of doors in terms of how SharePoint can be applied as a technology that interfaces with the world. So we're very happy to have that functionality. The problem that we have is that cloud technologies are, by definition, very highly scalable, and so they are not easily customized. The problem that we have with SharePoint is that SharePoint does allow us to customize heavily on-premises because we're able to dig into the code. It's all .NET under the hood. But when we do a cloud-based, public-facing SharePoint deployment, we don't have very much customizability in terms of how we deploy websites. Now, the thing is, we've been promised this for ages. Steve Ballmer, at Microsoft has been saying literally for years that we are going to get a strong website deployment of SharePoint in the cloud. We don't yet have that. But the promise is out there, and the need for it is more obvious than ever after the 2013 release. So that's one we want to see, and we want to see it soon.
On a related but different kind of technology trend issue, mobile deployment and SharePoint, is functionality an issue there?
Functionality is an issue there, although we got to give them points, because the 2013 deployment gave us a lot of mobile features that really do advance SharePoint in a mobile context. We have channel deployment, for instance, which means that the version of a website you get from SharePoint will vary depending on the device you're using. Well, that's good. We like that. The problem that we have is that it's just not there yet in terms of full functionality of a mobile deployment of a SharePoint site. What we want is to have any site that we've deployed in SharePoint to be deployable in a mobile context and have it function the way we need it to function. Now, we're not there yet, and there's actually a ways to go, because in addition to customization issues, the fact is that the interface they've given us is less sophisticated than what we're used to from other platforms. If you pull up Wikipedia or Google or Amazon or YouTube on a mobile device, you're going to get a very clean and easy-to-use interface. Microsoft doesn't have us there yet, but I'll tell you how they can get us there. If they can make progress in the area of navigation in SharePoint in general and get away from the paradigm that we've been used to for the past 10 years and get us into something that's a little more fluid and a little more intuitive, that alone will bring mobile SharePoint very far forward. And that's something they can deliver this year. Simplified navigation, more intuitive navigation, would make the mobile deployment much cleaner, much easier to use, much friendlier. And they can do that without a lot of time and expense in developing it.
So now let's talk about features more generally. Are there features that Microsoft could add that could kind of make the difference in terms of SharePoint?
There really is. One thing that we haven't seen and need to see in terms of a technology that isn't in SharePoint yet, but if they put it there, it changes everything, is a SharePoint-driven forms technology. Now, that's one of those areas where over the past 10 years with SharePoint, Microsoft has tried to make good economic use of what it already had. The best way to deploy forms in SharePoint is with the InfoPath product. Now, they did a lot to make that a desirable course of action. It was something you had to purchase separately with various licensing schemes back with the SharePoint WSS 2.0 and SharePoint before the Moss release. Now, they went ahead and made it something that you could get for free to do forms development for SharePoint, and that's what we've had for the past three releases. InfoPath has been the platform of choice for generating forms. The trouble is that that's very old technology. What we need now is a new forms technology, a from-scratch forms technology that is oriented toward mobile SharePoint and can be likewise used in on-premises SharePoint. If they can give us that new forms technology, that's going to be huge. Now, we know that they know that we want it, and it's been talked about. If you go online and look up forms technology and where's Microsoft headed, everybody has made very clear that we need something better than InfoPath and Google Docs and the other forms technologies in order to get SharePoint out where it needs to be. That's what we're crossing our fingers for.
So what do you think the single biggest improvement in SharePoint that Microsoft could make this year would be?
Well, I think that the biggest thing they can do is to simply commit wholeheartedly to what they've done by making SharePoint cloud-based. Now, of course, it doesn't have to be cloud-based, but that's the direction that they've chosen to go, because cloud-based SharePoint, as we've talked about, gives us an awful lot. Now, they've done this with BizTalk, and the BizTalk roadmap calls for the breaking apart of BizTalk's various components. BizTalk integrates technologies. It integrates systems, external systems with internal systems. It ties internal systems together, and it does so through a number of various services. And the thing is, you don't really need all of those services to have a good deployment. The same is true of SharePoint. You and I have talked several times about the fact that SharePoint is one-stop shopping. You've got collaboration. You've got content management. You've got a wonderful platform for hosting custom apps. You've got all these different things going on in SharePoint. Very few organizations use them all, and we've talked about that too. If they choose to take SharePoint in the direction that they're taking this talk, of breaking SharePoint apart into distinct services where you don't need to have them all in order to get the job done, that's going to be a positive thing. Now, that's a bit of a mystery when it comes to will they give us that this year? Because the roadmap for SharePoint is very obscure at this point. We can't get solid answers from Microsoft about what it is we can expect. However, the fact that they've gone so far, so fast with this talk is very promising. We know that they can do it if they choose to do it. We also know that the cloud makes that a good choice. When you go to the cloud with these server technologies, by definition, you have to break the product apart into multiple services that scale up easily. So now that they've already done it successfully with BizTalk, we know that they are capable of doing it with SharePoint. So it's a question of exactly how committed they are to making it happen.
Right. So that kind of leads into my final question, which is, you know, we've talked about a bunch of different possibilities for feature enhancement and changes, but how realistic do you think these, you know, wish lists and predictions are?
Well, everything we've talked about right now is already on Microsoft's radar. Each of these points is already being heavily discussed out there in the user community. Several of these things, Steve Ballmer has already committed Microsoft to. We have had the promise of fully functional websites in online SharePoint out there since the 2010 release. He's been promising it for 3 years. We know that these things are being worked on. Now, here's where it gets tricky. Steve Ballmer is stepping down. 2014 is going to be a year of massive change for Microsoft. And the roadmaps, well, the roadmaps are pretty much drawn themselves. Microsoft and its competitors are committed to social media, collaboration technology, the cloud, and mobile deployments, with security coming up rapidly from behind, with single sign-on being a big issue these days, and with public privacy being an issue, you know. So that's going to be a big issue. But the fact is that these things being so prominent in people's thoughts sort of write the roadmaps for us. We know that Microsoft has to commit to these things. The question is, in a year of upheaval, with a changeover in administration at Microsoft, with this acquisition fever that they've had, gobbling up new technologies and trying to put them to work, how fast can Microsoft get around to giving us the things we need in SharePoint? And my answer to that, from my point of view, is some of these things are going to be easy to do, and we likely will see them. Others, it depends on how cleanly the transition goes in Redmond.
So maybe, can you give us an example of maybe something that we'll see more immediately and something that's maybe further along to expect?
I think we're going to see rapid improvement in mobile deployment in SharePoint. I think we're going to see that with the next release. If we see 2013 R2 in the coming months, that's going to be part of it. The thing is, that's a pretty easy fix. And the marketplace screamed loudly after the release of 2013. You know, we like this, but you're not there yet. Well, navigation as an issue isn't just a hot button in SharePoint. It's a hot button, period, now that most of us do most of our computing on our cell phones and our pads. That's the way the world moved, and the world moved that way very rapidly. So that's a hot button, but it's an easy button. Microsoft can improve its mobile deployment by improving navigation with very little time and expense. So I think we're definitely going to see that. On the other end of the spectrum, breaking SharePoint into explicit services, I think that's going to be trickier, because even though that already is how the cloud has been designed, the cloud deployment, it's going to require a considerable commitment of time and resources to make that publicly available in that manner. I'm not sure that will happen in the coming year. I think it could, but that depends on Redmond's resolve and their commitment to the idea.
Well, as always, thanks very much to Scott Robinson for shedding light on some of the changes we might expect in SharePoint 2013 in the coming year. So thanks, Scott, very much.
Always a pleasure, Lauren.
For more on SharePoint 2013, you can always check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And I'm Lauren Horwitz. Until next time.